story in this week's Outlook makes me wonder if not only should we be packing bear spray when we're on the trails, but maybe boxing gloves.
Well, Rob, who needs bear spray when you can punch animals in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a national park.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Yeah. So an aggressive elk in the Bow Falls area and charged a guy, I guess, and it got socked in the nose and it retreated. So, I mean, that's one way to do it. It's not a way that Parks Canada officials recommend.
It's not the official how to handle a wildlife situation manual.
But I guess, yeah, when you're in a situation like that, and that seems like the best available option, you just sort of do what you got to do.
A reminder of the reminder
yeah,
that has been out there for several weeks that it's calving season. I have not seen this many closures or even an encounter in a long time with a female elk at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be aware that these animals are right around the corner. And did you see the video, though? Parks Canada posted the Scoop and Go. I thought that might be the name of like an ice cream takeout place, you know, not an actual Parks Canada resource conservation process.
Yeah, I guess this is what they do if a elk calf is located too close to humans. Instead of having to close off an area that people are actually using, they'll grab the calf and just haul it somewhere and hope that that elk just stays away for a couple of minutes, I guess.
Well, they pick it up and they run through the woods and then they want the mom elk to follow them, and they have this like stick with a red tape on it where they're getting its attention, like, we're over here, chase us, which I think is exactly what you're not supposed to do.
Exactly. But regular people are also supposed to respect the closure. We've got one right now on a Larch Island area. I heard that the one on the path beside the Bow River, there was some evidence that people may have been not respecting that closure.
Conservation officers are putting up trail cameras mm-hmm. in these closures, and they're capturing your images. If you are ignoring these closures, you're not only irresponsible, and I certainly hope you're going to be held responsible. I'll be there in the courtroom too, because there's nothing I like more than a good public shaming.
I mean, those closures are in place for a reason. If we're not respecting the wildlife in this area, then why are we even here?
The closure is by law. We live in a town that's surrounded by and sometimes inside of provincial parks. There are certain areas you just can't use for those reasons. And if you're going to flagrantly ignore those responsibilities as citizens here, and I'm not talking about visitors, I'm talking about the people who should know better.